So without respect, then
don't say respect.
It's not going to work. So in this context, then we see, let's say, like the brahmacharis, vanaprastha sannyasis, that's inherently a brahminical lifestyle. Because the idea is that by nature, they're directed towards the primary activities of devotional service. So the grihastha also can be directly, directed towards, brahminical understanding of devotional service. But it also has secondary elements that it's performing that has a wide range of engagement. So the vanaprastha is going to be very respectful towards others. The vanaprastha is going to be respectful towards others. He'll have guests. He'll have, other, sadhus and that come to his place. Right? Then he's going to be, as a vanaprastha, he's going to be studying the scriptures. Focusing on this element of being servant of Krishna and, doing services, practical service, because he tries to do as much as possible himself. Right? The vanaprastha is focused on controlling the senses. Right? And they're, they have their particular way that they're going to dress and behave. Right? Sannyasi the same. Respectful towards others, studying the scripture, identifying as servant of Krishna. Right? Being engaged in preaching and teaching. Right? And control of the senses. Right? Engaging them in Krishna's service. And, dressing according to, the standards expected of the sannyasa ashram. So then, so we see that these three are going to be very similar, the brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. Right? More simple, less distraction. And so, but the grihastha ashram, that has the widest range of engagement. Technically, when we're dealing with occupation, this is where it comes in. Grihasthas have an occupation, right? Brahmacharis, vanaprastha, sannyasis, their occupation is just performing the brahminical activities of, studying, teaching, service, like this, right? But the grihastha, then his lifestyle is brahminical. But how he maintains himself, that's going to be according to his particular conditioning. So that may be maybe brahminical kshatriya vaishya shudra. So one, in any case, in dealing with others within ashram and dealing with those in the varna, then you're going to have to be respectful. Your activities should be based on scripture. So therefore, the grihastha will be studying because he has to know how to connect everything to Krishna. He is going to try to see himself as servant of Krishna, right? And because in any of his activities, he's going to have to be, working in such a way with others and rendering service, right? So, trying to perform his services and all those in connection with Krishna. Right, controlling the senses, engaging oneself nicely in service. And depending on the situation you're in, you're at home, you're at the temple, with friends or formal situations, then you know how to dress and act properly according to your age and position. So now, within the ashram itself, then there's also further understanding of how these six apply. So we see that these six apply everywhere. Because they're the natural support for doing devotional service. So we can't just think, it's everybody does, so it's just ordinary, so I do advanced stuff so I don't have to worry about this. No, the idea is to serve Krishna. So now, directly within Grihastha Ashram, if one is not able to respect the wife, right, and the service that she does, then she won't respect you. If we're taking the principle the wife follows the husband, so if the husband's leading is he's disrespectful, that means the wife will follow that and be disrespectful. If you don't know the scriptures, you don't know what to do. And if you're just making it up, it's fallible. Yeah, so mistakes will be made. That will not be very
somebody,
impressive. Right? If you don't have a service attitude, what woman's going to be in trouble?
Sorry, Maharaj. I couldn't hear.
Yes. If
the service if attitude.
If he doesn't have a service attitude, then what woman will be impressed? And if you don't render service, you don't do activities, and that then how will you maintain the family life? If you can't control the senses, then the wife will not respect you. And if you don't know how to dress and behave according to your position in time, place, and circumstance, then also it will just be annoying. So that's what Prabhupada said, first-class brahmachari makes a first-class grihastha, like that. So you can't get away from these principles. I mean, if we want to use the principle of we chant Hare Krishna so we're not bound by the rules, that's nice, but then go sit under a tree and chant 3 lakhs of rounds like the Goswamis. Is either if you're not following the rules of Varnashram because you're a Paramahamsa, or you're not following Varnashram because you don't have the human qualification. Varnashram's for humans. Not following Varnashram, that's for those below humans. So human life starts with Varnashram. And human beings, their business is being engaged in devotional service. Animals just keep themselves busy with eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Okay, so now, you know, we can move into questions on these things.
Mm-hmm. I think, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, you had some related questions to this.
Yes, just the Grihastha, mm-hmm. Grihastha Ash, that on the point of wife and husband, it is said that the wife should be submissive and satisfied, and the husband should work on being detached and sense control. So Maharaj, I would like you to elaborate on that, because it seems that is the hardest things, and that working on nicely, I think things would be more peaceful in the to actually follow and engage. So I would, if you could explain more on those topics.
So the point is if the boy is not sense controlled, he won't be focused. And if the girl is not chaste, she won't be focused. And if you're not focused, how will the boy be aware of others and sensitive to others' needs? And if she's not focused, then how will she, you know, be satisfied? So it has to be appreciated that it's the same thing. According means that what's expected is the same, but the detail is different for the boy and detail is different for the girl. So the principle is going to be that they are, have the ability to focus on something. So boys can do that if they control their senses. Girls can do that if they're chaste. And in that being focused, then you have to be able to focus on others. So the boy can't do that unless he's sensitive to others' needs, and the girl can't do that unless she's satisfied. Right? So there's always that point, because like we started, you said you use the word submissive instead of chaste. Somehow or another, everybody catches that element. Right? At least all the boys do. Like if you ask, let's say you have a crowd, you know, devotees, and you ask, okay, so raise your hand. Tell me what are the qualities or the duties of women. All the boys will raise their hand, and they'll say they should be submissive and follow the husband. A good chance the ladies may or may not raise their hand, but the men will all raise their hand. Then if you ask the next question, okay, what are the duties of the men? You know, then you may not get a response out of the men. Or they may say, you know, to bring home the facilities, the money, you know, protect the house, you know. But they're never going to say control the senses and be sensitive to others. So basically that I'm the provider here and I'm the protector here. That's how they like to view themselves. And that the women are submissive and follow the husband, that's what they would like. But, you know, that's their specific perspective. How does that enhance the relationship? Where's the dynamic? Right? Because in that, there's not. It's impersonal. They may be elements within the household life, but they're not the qualities that hold it together. The women could go out and get their own work. And you could get a dog to protect the house. You know, think pit bull or Rottweiler, but not Chihuahua. Okay, so the point is the Vedic system is about relationship. So efficiency means how well relationships are working, not, you know, how much money it gets. So, you know, if you perform your duties, dharma, then artha naturally comes. So it's how well you're performing your job, how nicely you're cooperating with others.
I didn't catch. Perfect.
In other words, if we're looking at, let's say you have a job. Why do you have the job? Because you sit in the chair at the desk so nicely, you know, you have the word there, something like machissimo. What do you call it in Portuguese? Machissimo.
Macho.
Macho. Okay, yeah. That's in Portuguese. Yeah. So it's not because you sit in the chair and you're so macho that that's what makes you, that's why they pay you, right? Your boss loves how you sit in the chair and you just look like you're the man, you know, and that's why he pays you every week, right? No, it's because you do your work, you cooperate with others, you do what you're told. So it's because of the qualities. That's why you have the job. That's why you get paid. You have those qualities, naturally you do the work. So we think it's the knowledge and skill that gets us the work, but it's actually the character, the qualities. So in the same way, a relationship between husband and wife, it's the qualities, it's the character, right? So therefore, it's because one controls the senses, then one can be able to focus on the other members of the family. Then you have relationship. And because of that, then the wife naturally, in following the husband, then reciprocates by focusing on the husband. So if the father is not focused on the family, how will the family focus on the father? And if we're saying the wife is following, okay, even though we want to take the quality of submissive, but she's only following the quality if the husband has it. So who's the husband submissive to? So that's the point. He's submissive to his seniors, to his authorities. He has that service attitude. He deals in a personal way. Then only it works. But this idea is that the guy can just be the, you know, the macho, and then the wife has to, you know, do everything. Then this is totally bogus. Popular, but bogus. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the whole thing. So one has to understand it's the relationship, the qualities that one has, and using those qualities in a relationship that makes the dynamic work. So that's going to be on that. If he's not sense controlled, he won't be sensitive towards others. If he's not sensitive towards others, they're not going to be sensitive back. Does that make sense there? So if he's self-centered, how there'll be relationship with the family? You know, so the girl is always going to be personal, but it's just a matter of being focused. And if she's trying to be satisfied, then by the husband's, you know, focus on her and trying to take care of her needs, then she can actually attain that satisfaction. These just naturally follow each other. Does this make sense?
Yes. So Maharaj, is basically, now, as you say, it sounds like it all upon the husband to make it work. So it doesn't look like much.
Yeah, what it means, see, is the men want it to be, okay, I do this, now what does she do? But the point is whatever you do, that's what she'll follow. You know? So in the frying pan, you want to get to receive from that frying pan potatoes, right? Nice cooked potatoes. So what does that mean? You want the frying pan to produce fried potatoes. So that means you have to put potatoes in the frying pan. You can't put cauliflowers in the frying pan and then expect to get potatoes. And you have to put the focus and attention onto the potatoes in the frying pan. So it's not that you put the potatoes in the frying pan and then you walk off and go sit in your chair in your living room and cut your profile. You have to be involved. I mean, that's the whole point. The man says, yeah, I do things. I'm the man. So then be the man. Do the work. We have to understand that keeping the cushion warm on the sofa is not an actual serious and important service in Grihastha life. Just as I said, you could get a dog, and the dog could lay there on the couch and keep the couch warm, and the dog is a whole lot of less trouble. Problem is, men are lazy. They think they'll do nothing and get everything. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, let's say, even just take it, you know, just let us take the example to an extreme here. Okay, let's say we have all those rap guys. You know, the rap artists, the gangster guys, right? And so they're there, they're rapping, they're saying this, they're saying that, and all that kind of stuff, and all the girls are hanging around and all that. But how much money do they have? How much cars, how much jewelry, how much nice things are those girls dressed in? And everything is brand. It's all Chanel, it's all Gucci, it's all. So he's not sitting on a couch. Yeah, so I mean, just see. They think, no, this is the way it should be. But the guy's got so much money, it's piles, piles of money. So the point is you perform your duties, you act in consideration on the other family members, they naturally reciprocate that consideration. And if you just want to sit there on the couch and think you deserve everything because you're a man, then sorry. The world moves on. Is that okay?
Yes. And Maharaj, on that also following, we see that difficult we have a lot as Grihasthas is to work, understand the woman's nature because they, yes, the woman, like, the feminine nature is more, emotional most of the time, and the masculine is very rational. And as I remember, as brahmacharis, we get things done together and we kind of have the same objectives, and we are very kind of trying to see the goal. But for women, it doesn't really work like that, and seems that it's more about the emotion experience, and the man has difficulties on dealing and understanding that nature and working with that. So can you help us kind of see how we can adjust better to that feminine nature?
So in here, maybe, there, you know, some key elements is that the boys are focused on the technique, right? Because you say is they have a rationale, they all work together in the same technique, you get a result. And getting a result, then you're happy. So it's about being happy. So the point of the result is that will make you happy. So it's not the result itself, it's the experience you get from the result. Right? So that cooperation is mechanically working together to get the result. So you're working together with the other person, but it's not about the other person. It's that you cooperate together and get the common, and then you enjoy and they enjoy. But when you add the women into the equation, then for them, it's always got to be about the relationship. So therefore, since you're trying to get something and a result that pleases yourself, we're talking relationship, then that means you have to be getting a result that will please the wife. because it'll always be shared. But the men are thinking, well, we work together, but you're only considering yourself and not even the other person. It's just, what is the goal? But for the women, it's, how are you together as a couple? How are you proceeding forward? So, and the boy is thinking, oh, hey, you know, all these emotions are getting in the way of accomplishing the goal. But the only point of the goal is to experience it. Right? And for the girl, the experience is there right from the beginning. How is the interaction going? So the one boy is not thinking of the other boy. They're just working together on the common goal. But for the girl, then it's about how the two of you are working together for that goal. And it's not about the goal. It's about the experience you gain from the goal. So the boy puts the emphasis on the mechanics and getting the goal, while the girl puts the emphasis on the experience, you know, as a relationship, as a process, and as a result. So the two are compatible, but that's why it says the boy has to be sensitive to the needs of others. So when we say is, oh, but the girl is so emotional and this, it's hard to get anything done, then is it about me getting things done or is it about her and being sensitive to her needs? So we see is we're, the question that we're asking means we're not being sensitive. So if they're emotional, you have to be sensitive to that emotion. It doesn't mean you get carried away by the emotion, but it's part of the process. Not that, oh, if there's no emotion, everything would go nicer. No, it's about the emotion. Otherwise, why are you getting married? If it's just about efficiency, you know, then don't get married. Marriage means a relationship. All the time. Not whenever you feel like it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you.
One Prabhu had some questions.
Yes. Should I ask the yes. question from that Prabhu? Okay.
Wait for him to come on, he can ask. See that?
Yes. Okay. Harakanta Prabhu, the leader of the yatras, he will make a question.
Harakanta Prabhu would like to know if there are Vedic quotations regarding leadership being more man's responsibility. He doesn't remember in which part of Srimad Bhagavatam he read in which Srila Prabhupada mentions that a symptom of demonic society is when leadership is when women occupy leadership positions. So the question is if there are...
So that's the question.
Yeah, if there are more Vedic evidences or quotes in this regard.
See, the basic principle is that leadership means that you're leading. So depending upon where you're positioned, then different people lead in different capacities. You know, like let's say, is the mother not leading the children, right? Or the women aren't leading the girls, you know? So the point is if Prabhupada is using the term leadership in a particular way, there must be a specific context in which he's applying it. So like you see is that when Prabhupada's talking about the queens, like Devaki and some others and other queens, they have all the kshatriya qualities, but they know how you run a kingdom. So then they're inspiring their husband to lead it in a proper way. Right? We see so many times Draupadi is making points to Yudhishthira Maharaj about proper, you know, organization of the kingdom. But as a standard thing, they don't need to lead the kingdom because the men are there. They're doing a good job. They can focus on other important things. You know, so maybe in that context, Prabhupada's giving something. But the generic word leadership, you can't say women can't lead in anything. Because now, we might look at it that, see, ladies are in, you know, prominent positions, leading countries, leading businesses, leading, you know, so many things. And so this is a problem because we see Kali Yuga's, you know, getting worse. But the question comes up is, why are these ladies there? Because the men don't trust that, I mean, the women don't trust that men are going to do a good job. So if we're worried about, it's not that, oh, women are in leadership positions. The problem comes up is that it's a symptom of why aren't the men doing it? So because in Kali Yuga, the men don't act like men, therefore the women have to act like men because somebody's got to do it. Means if you're looking at something, it's not, oh, the negative is the main point. It's the positive is the main point. Like to give an example, let's say, in America, then you have the president, right? So the president lives in what's called the White House. And so there's an East Wing and a West Wing. So in the West Wing, that's where the president goes and deals with all administration, right? So, and in the East Wing, that's where the first lady, she goes. And she takes care of things like, you know, taking care of the public and charities and nice work to see what's, you know, the citizens are satisfied. So, you know, both things have to be done. But it's just so if the administration is going on, then you can focus on the nice things. And if it's not going on, then the women will step forward and do it. It's not that women can't do these things. You know, it's not that women can't do mechanical stuff. It just doesn't have as much taste. And men are quite happy with mechanical stuff. And so therefore, then you know, these different divisions of activities, it's just natural. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like if the mom cooks, the kids just eat. But if the mom's not there, then the kids cook and then they eat. So then saying, no, the kids shouldn't cook, that's not the main thing.
Então, falar...
mom cooking? So it's not about, oh, women shouldn't do this. It's if men are already doing it, then everything works. Does that make sense? So the negative approach is not going to actually establish things. It means you have the mode of goodness, then you don't need the mode of passion. But if there's no goodness and you get rid of passion, all you'll end up is with ignorance. And then people just sit around and talk about how things should be and talk about politics and talk about sports and drink the beer. Does that make sense?
Yes. Actually, as Maharaj said, the word leadership is very wide, but he was making reference to a state's leadership or any kind of leadership that requires more physical strength or psychological strength. So in Bhagavatam, it describes that when a house is built, the front part of the house is made for men. And to protect the woman that stay on the backside. And so, that the woman should always be protected. I agree that today men do not do their part, so women have to do it. But for a Vaishnavi, it would be very good to do something without neglecting men, but helping them to develop and with intelligence allow men to reestablish their part.
That's a good point, but then you have to have something to work with. Like if we have a car and we want, you know, it's an old car, we want to fix it, but you know, there has to be a motor there. Because the point is that if we're saying women should follow the men, how is the man making things proper for the woman? We're
então,
saying, the women should use the intelligence, do all those things, and put the men in the place. But if the women have to put the men in the place, they're acting as the men. So that's why we start the discussion. That's why there's brahmacharya. The men train themselves. Then they get involved with women. The wife is not your mother. She's not going to act like your mother. Only the mother will act like your mother. So for the mother, the son is the center of attention. Everything's about the son. So like you said, she uses her intelligence, how to, you know, make everything nice for the son so he develops nicely. But we have to remember, she can be in the masculine role because she's in the feminine role with her own husband. Because the husband makes the wife the center of attention, then the wife as mother can make the son the center of attention. So one should not make the mistake that how mothers act, that's how all wives should act. Otherwise, you have to accept them, they're like mother. Then they have to be your authority. They're in the masculine role, you're in the feminine role, and then they take care of you. But then the question comes, why they should take care? The son is cute. Is the adult man cute?
Maharaj, can you give the example? The example of the child?
The child, the mother is taking care of the child because the child is very interactive and submissive and very favorable towards the mother. So there's something to work with. She can train. But if the man, you know, thinks I'm the man and he's so macho, then what can she work with? Right? He's not submissive. He's not intelligent. He's not even cute. He's just, you know, thinks I'm the tough dude. You know, so it can work. You see generally that, you know, sons are submissive to their mother. So if they want their wife to act like their mother, then the husband should be submissive to the wife. Otherwise, he should get it together and do it himself. You know, of course, in the conjugal relationship, all five rasas are present. You know, so yes, if the husband gets sick, she'll take care of him like the mother takes care. You know, they make plans together like friends. You know, when he, you know, behaves very properly, then she deals, you know, and has that attitude of service. So then she appreciates him as a person, as an individual, as a devotee, as a man. You know, same way. If she's sick, he takes care. They do things together. He takes care of hers. You know, and that he appreciates her. So all the five rasas are present. Then you'll see, then it can be dynamic. But unless the man is taking the first step, how is it going to work? And if one sees, okay, the man can't, the women have to take those first steps, that's all right. It's like starting a car. You know, if it doesn't start by turning the key, you have to push it. But there's only so far you'll push it before you say, this is not working. Right? So if you're pushing and you see it's almost starting, then you keep pushing. But if you push and nothing's there, you know, the guy's just sitting in the seat with his feet up on the dashboard and his hands behind his head, she stops pushing. So relationship means it's reciprocal. It goes both ways. It's not management. It's cultivating relationship. Does that work?
We understand and agree. Our goal is on. My personal goal is only to show how important it is to establish gurukuls and ashrams for both having trained, for both being trained, both men and women. We live in a present situation here in ISKCON in which all this that we've mentioned is being set aside. It's not priority. The leadership's not doing it. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Because if leadership is not doing, then if they have some other idea, then it will fail. Because we have to remember, the Vedic system is Krishna's system. Krishna is eternal. His instructions are eternal. His laws are eternal. So this idea is that, oh, it's Kali Yuga, we can't follow all these things. But we have to remember it's Krishna's Kali Yuga. He's still in charge. We can't say, oh, it's Kali Yuga, so therefore we won't follow Krishna. We're in charge. That's nonsense. Okay. You follow Krishna's instructions, it works. You make up your own idea, it will fail. It might work for a day or two, and then it will fail. Yeah? Is that okay?
Yes, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai, Hare Krishna.
We have another question for Mithai Jaimandir.
Okay.
Okay. You have mentioned many, many duties for the commitments for the grihastha. So for the grihasthas who are intense, just busy in the temple, or they are living in the temple, so how to conciliate the duties towards the family and the duties of the temple when sometimes they can have conflicts? Yes, how to conciliate the two aspects? That's the question.
If you're living in the temple, then you're living a simple lifestyle. And it's not going to change from that. So on that side, then it should be fairly straightforward. But the temple authority should be aware and trying to take care as nicely as possible. But it's, you know. So the grihastha in the temple, but it doesn't mean his personal interaction with family or the emotional commitment and that's not there anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's clear. But if you can go a bit deeper on this aspect, a bit more detailed.
Then we'd have to do that tomorrow because we're already at 5 o'clock. And we can open with this tomorrow. But you should ask what detail you want to go into. You know, otherwise, then what do you mean? Do you shave your head? Does the brahmachari shave your head? Does the barber shave your head? Does the wife shave your head? What are you talking about? So you have to be more specific. So tomorrow, yeah? Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Bhakti Vidya Purna. Maharaj ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Jai.